You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. We're in the studio today. We're a little short-handed. We got a couple guys. We'll be calling in a little later. But right now, it's me and Wally here. We're about to hold it down with the pregame. Capitals are 8-1-1. Wally, you didn't know they had ties in hockey. I had to tell you about it.
I know, man. I think it's like overtime. That's what it is. Yeah, Capitals playing good, especially Alexander Semin. During this 10-game span, he has about 8 goals, and the Caps are 13-4-1. And they lead the division, the Southeastern division.
And other news, pregame we have going on. Roy Halladay wins the Cy Young, hands down, unanimous. I think it's the first time in a while that a Cy Young has been so unanimous.
Yeah,
so,
that's
when you get thrown a no-hitter during the playoffs, that's what happens.
And 2 times, that's his second Cy Young.
And also, we got college basketball season starting up. We got the local teams, G-Town, Maryland. I'm even going to throw that shout-out to George Mason because they took it to the Final Four a few years back. But what you think is going to happen for the local teams?
Hopefully. I mean, I can speak for Georgetown, being a Georgetown fan. They're 2-0. They beat Tulane last night. First game of the season, they beat ODU. Usually, they struggle against ODU, so I'm happy they actually got that. The Hoyas lack depth. I mean, in terms of the roster, they only go 5, basically, to me. I'm just looking for big things for Jason Clark. We already know that Freeman and Wright will be the mainstays of that team, but I just hope for Jason Clark to step up.
This is like the total opposite Georgetown teams we've grown accustomed to seeing growing up. There's no big men. So this is like the first time I can think of a Georgetown team that's really dominated by guards. Even when AI was in, AI still had big men around.
He still had
big men around. But I mean, this is the first time it's just guard heavy.
Are they
in a 3-guard rotation right now?
Basically, they do have a situation, though, where there's he's a freshman that's suspended. Well, say suspended, but he has to sit out till the ninth game, and he's a big man. So they need that body.
But for Maryland, I mean, they pretty much bring back most of their players from last year. I think Gary Williams is going to have his. He pretty much had a young team from last year. They've pretty much grown up a little bit. The guy Jordan down in the middle, that's their big post guy. He's the banger for them. And I think, you know what? They probably should be able to compete a lot in the ACC. I mean, I don't really see a lot of teams as deep as the ACC as it usually is. I mean, of course, you have the Dukes and your North Carolinas.
Which is favorite? Duke is pretty much favorite.
I mean, Duke has, like, guys that, I mean, I don't know, coming out of everywhere to play for them right now.
I know.
And I think other local teams you want to take a look out for American University. They always compete and find a way to almost get close to the dance, but never all the way. And George Mason, like we talked about earlier.
And even ODU, for real.
Yeah, Old Dominion, a couple other schools. Another school we're going to keep a shout-out for, Morgan State. They holding down the black colleges, the MEAC, up in Baltimore. We're going to take a look at them because Ty Bozeman, he's from around the way, so we're going to look out for them.
And we got to shout-out, you know, our alma mater.
Yeah, you and me actually got to, man, you got to get us in that tournament. We waiting for it. But we also going to talk about that. Pacquiao dominated Margarito on the fight Saturday. I mean, he sent this guy to the hospital. One of our colleagues said, this is supposed to be an upset. I know we got that clip.
Yeah, let's play that clip. Let's play that clip right now.
I'm predicting, you hear it here first, I think Antonio Margarito knocks Manny Pacquiao out in the 9th round of that fight.
Go ahead.
I don't even know what to even say. When Will T calls in a little later, I don't even. Should we get on him? I think we might
have. Maybe later. Maybe
later.
We
have to hold off on that, but.
But go ahead.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about the Pacquiao fight. Is he just dominated from the beginning to the end?
Yeah, man. He pretty much won all the rounds. I mean, he was too fast. I mean, he had power in both hands. I mean, Margarito. He basically took Margarito to the hospital.
I don't know. This must have been Jerry Jones' weekend, man. The boys won and he won a lot
of
money on Pacquiao.
And even back on Pacquiao too. The big thing is that this is his eighth. I believe this is his eighth title in like 8 different classes or whatever, something like that. It's amazing.
I mean, Floyd, fight him, man, so we can get a fight party somewhere.
Yeah, I don't want to hear nothing about steroids, man. I really don't want to hear nothing about that.
But in other talk, we about to hop into a real talk segment. I don't know if you guys have heard this. It's a coach down in Mississippi named Marlon Dorsey that's been spanking his players. Now, Wally, you a coach. You coach the youth out there in the world. You know, I mean, I don't even know where to even start with this guy. I mean, I don't really think it's necessary for a coach to spank a player, especially a high school player.
Yeah, exactly. They're dealing with kids. Basically, when they're in high school, they're not adults, they're kids. You shouldn't be spanking anybody anyway, excuse me. But when you look at it, you know, people are like, when they think of this situation, they're going to think Bobby Knight or things of that sort or whatever. Bobby Knight again, he didn't really touch, he didn't spank him or nothing. But when you think of abuse, you think Bobby Knight for some strange reason. But I would say this, though. I would never touch my kids in terms of that. Now, you can scream or whatever, and I can dig. I can almost deal with verbal abuse because when in the heat of the moment, things happen. But when you start putting your hands on kids, there's a big problem.
I think the way you put your hands on kids is a problem. I think if you grab a kid and let them know that, hey, you shouldn't be doing something as a form of discipline, that's one thing. But when you flat out spanking a kid, especially when it comes to sports, I mean, like, you know, these are kids in high school. They not going to the NBA. They ain't going to college. I mean, I heard the purpose of them even getting spankings are they don't want to run laps or, you know, it's a lot of petty stuff. And to me, if a coach is spanking his kid, that's probably showing that he doesn't even have that respect, that he has to go to a form of violence or that form of aggression towards them to get some type of discipline out of them. Whereas they probably don't even respect him as a coach, but he has to threaten them with a spanking. I mean, what does that even say?
I mean, you spanking high school kids. I mean,
I'm surprised,
honestly,
they ain't jumped him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're spanking high school kids.
I know how big I was in high school, and I mean, I know I wish a teacher would hit me or a coach would spank me, but I mean, I really don't understand when a coach does it. And this is like a first year coach, so.
I mean, like I said, like, this is not, these are not his kids. I don't know why he would feel honored or feel like he would have that kind of power to spank kids. I mean, it even sounds kind of, sounds kind of weird to even say spanking a kid in high school. I mean, it sounds kind of weird. Sounds kind of sadistic to tell me, to be honest with you.
All I know is, does he spank the cheerleaders?
That's what I'm saying. He sounded kind of, I don't know, man.
If he's spanking the cheerleaders, they really going to get on him. But we about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to break down that Skins game.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Ray Rogers of the Urban Sports Scene. And recently, Will T and I set out on a mission to see what the people think of our show. All right, there's Mike Wilbon right there. Wilbon, what you think of our show, dog?
I should say the next It's the Big Thing.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. We feel the same way. Coach Rivers, Doc Rivers. There's Doc Rivers. Go ahead, Will T. Get an interview with him.
Coach Rivers, how do you feel about Ray no longer being the host of the Urban Sports Scene?
I mean, Ray, he was absolutely sensational.
Yeah, I feel the same way, man. I thought I was great as the host, but it's all good. Big up to my man, Fish. There's Alvin Gentry, man. Coach Gentry, what you think about Fish being the host of the Urban Sports Scene?
I've always been a big fan of his.
Oh, so you're familiar with him before the Urban Sports Scene when he was host of the Mac Fish Show?
So no, I'm not saying that, okay? No.
So what are you saying? Anyway, man, let's move on. There's President Obama. Obama, my man Will T here, he dissed World Cup, man. What you think about him dissing World Cup?
He's a jackass.
Keep it locked to the Urban Sports Scene because you never know who's listening.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. Hey, Wally, let these folks know how to reach you.
Yeah, you all can email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. Also, you can see our stuff on our website. That's www.waleo.podbeam.com. Waleo spelled W-A-L-E-O. Also, you can like us on Facebook. exactly, it's like us on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes, and we're on YouTube. Just search Urban Sports Scene.
I think we're going to get on Black Planet and tag and the rest of those.
Yeah, and that's a good reminder.
Yeah, all in those terms other of places.
One more place, and also to view our blog, just check us out at www.urbansportscene.blogspot.com.
All right, Wally, we're about to break down the Skins game. Do you want to talk about the Skins game, or you want to talk about
it? No, we can talk about it, man. Okay. I'm getting over it. It's easy to get over a blowout, so let's go. Let's talk about
that. If you haven't heard, the Skins lost. They lost big. Eagles put up 28 points in the first quarter. I think the first play of the game, I was surprised that the Redskins weren't ready for it because traditionally the Eagles have always tried to go for that big play in that first series when they've always tried to play the Redskins, and I was surprised that they took off guard by it.
I mean, the Eagles have a lot of speed on that team. I can only give credit. I'm just going to give credit when credit is due. Michael Vick just looked unstoppable in that game. There was nothing we really could do, I thought. A man threw for 333 yards. I mean, he had 4 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns. I think he ran for 80 yards as well. I mean, Michael Vick has arrived. This is V-Tech Michael Vick.
This is like Madden Vick.
I know. I mean, I know his ratings has just jumped up now to probably 99, but it's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, you know, we know Vick had a big game. On the opposite end, I mean, I don't think McNabb had a terrible game, but he threw 2 picks. I mean, even though one of the picks was, I wouldn't even say it was really his fault. One pick was DB made a good jump on the ball. But as far as McNabb play against the Eagles, he's 1-1 against them right now. I mean, he's pretty much had an even style. I wouldn't say he's dominated Eagles. He's played pretty good, pretty solid. I think one thing I will give to McNabb is when the Eagles jumped on him real hard, real early, he showed him that he's at least able to put up some points quickly.
Yeah.
That's one thing you can really take away from that game, though, at the beginning.
But one thing, like, you know, McNabb shouldn't feel ashamed of the way he played. I think the only individuals that should feel it who should be disgraced in terms of what the outcome that the what they put out there on the field is, I would say, the defense. I think the defense was ridiculous. I think Jim Haslett has big problems coming with when it comes to that defense. I think they play way too much zone. I think they need to mix up some man, because obviously people don't understand their zone places in coverage. I mean, I think that I'm sure, as you've seen, Fish, that wide receivers are just running free.
I think when you know a team as far as the Eagles, who have a lot of team speed, and even though the Redskins, I wouldn't consider them a fast team on defense. They're more probably a bigger team on defense. I mean, you do have a couple guys like Landry that has speed. D-Hall has speed. I mean, I wouldn't consider Carlos Rogers a really big speed guy.
He's a good cover guy.
Yeah. But, I mean, at the same time, you know what type of speed the Eagles are going to put out there on the field. I think you should have been a little bit more prepared for it. I mean, it's okay to get out the 3-4 sometimes and bring an extra D back.
I agree.
Another thing, I mean, you would like the line to hold up a little better. Pass blocking for McNabb. They had a bunch of three and outs, and on third down they really killed themselves a lot.
Yeah,
when it came to third down.
That's so true.
That's something they need to work on. As far as on defense, I mean, I think they really need to get that a little bit more of that team speed on defense, especially when you're starting to play, you know, guys in the division, because, you know, everyone in the divisions has some type of speed on offense that you're gonna see six times a year. So, I mean, you have to be prepared for that.
Yeah, like you said on defense, though, like, it, to me, you know, we shouldn't be starting like Lorenzo Alexander at linebacker.
I think if you're going to start him, you got to bring him out when you know it's on that third down pass, on those obvious passing downs. I mean, bringing Andre Carter to chase after the
I need to see Chris Wilson out there.
I mean, he's that's fast. A guy we've been talking about since the preseason. We're still waiting for him to really get on the field a lot more. But what's wild about the game, before the game, they told everyone about McNabb's contract. I think McNabb probably took every black person in the area out to dinner beforehand, but I don't know what happened, man. They said everything about the big contract he was getting, and that the game happens, they get blown out.
That's
but what
wild.
You think about the McNabb contract?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing big. I think we actually got over because I heard that, you know, in terms of guaranteed money,
they can pretty much cut him.
The reports are that it's only about $10 million. So, I mean,
you know what? I hear they can cut him this spring and only have to pay him like $3 million.
Exactly. So I don't really think it's anything to really tell, I mean, for him to be proud about. I mean, we're talking about a possible Hall of Fame quarterback, so I
borderline
possible, you know. So he's getting $10 million, not even guaranteed. It's kind of funny, but it's not it's good. I think it shows the fan base something. We're not going after there isn't a quarterback out there that we can truly get. I don't think the Eagles are really gonna give up on Michael Vick. I think they'll sign him before the season ends. I don't think they're that stupid.
Yeah, I think they at least sign him to a 2 or 3 year deal. Vick is 30 years old, they at least sign him for the next 2-3 seasons. I mean, because Cobb still has a very manageable contract. I mean, when you look at the deal that he got, I mean, it's kind of like, why'd you even sign that? I mean, it's not, I mean, you probably need to go a little bit more into details of the contract, but, I mean, all the reports we keep hearing is that, I mean, a lot of money isn't even all the way guaranteed. At first, they were reporting $40 million is supposed to be guaranteed. Then when you look at it a little bit more in depth, only about $10 million is really new money to him, because, you know, he's still getting paid from his old money.
And then I heard it's probably based on performance too.
Yeah, he has to take like his kids to like 4-5 straight Super Bowls to get to that max $88 million.
Poor Donovan, man.
I don't want to break skins for a heart, but they not going to 4-5 straight Super Bowls.
Hey, man, Donovan better do some more Chunky Soup commercials.
Give it to Ovechkin or something.
Exactly, man.
But I think that, you know what, it did show one thing: the Redskins, if they do want to stick with Donovan, is some type of stability at quarterback. So this is probably the perfect time to actually bring in a young quarterback. I say draft the guy in the third or fourth round, actually sit him for a season or two. Shanahan, they can groom the way they want him to play. So this is probably the perfect opportunity for them to have some type of stability at quarterback they haven't had since, like, Joe Theismann.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is probably – I mean, if they can work this out right
– Thanks, that's Joe Theismann?
Who do you think they have? Yeah, I mean,
it's real.
Brad Johnson?
But that's not even fair. Like, Brad Johnson, like, 3 years.
Mark Brunell was, like, on the starter.
And Mark Brunell doesn't count.
Yeah.
He doesn't count.
You only won't bring up them Tony Banks years, so
exactly. Jeff George, nah.
But looking forward to the next week game. They got Tennessee. They got your boy Randy Moss coming in town. Chris Johnson. Well, they're actually going to be playing at Tennessee, but I mean, how you think they're going to be able to match up against Tennessee?
I mean, their goal should be to try to take out, I mean, not take out, but control and contain Chris Johnson. I mean, this our team, I mean, the Redskins have pretty much, you know, given up explosive plays the whole season.
This is another team that has speed at the skill position.
Exactly. This is scary. This is,
but they're not going to be fully like the Eagles, but they're going to be at least some closest to
the, but the best thing about it, the good thing about it is that we're seeing, I like Vince Young, but I can admit, we all know that he's no Michael Vick. He doesn't run like Michael Vick. Now, he's a mobile quarterback.
He might be a poor man's Michael
Exactly.
Vick.
So, I mean, in terms of that, I'm not as scared. I'll put it that way.
Do you think Ibra Haynesworth will go on the other team and play for him?
I bet you he'll definitely hug Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, he'll hug Jeff Fisher and be like, Jeff, you can't bring me back.
It'd probably be like how Randy Moss treated Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
It'd probably be something like that.
I want to see that press conference with Big Albert after the game. Oh, you just love Jeff Fisher. Look at his hair. I heard he's deaf in one ear, but it's so sexy.
So who you had winning the game?
Unfortunately, I got Tennessee. They're playing it in Tennessee. I think that, the Skins got pretty much exposed on, is when you see a team that has a lot of speed. I mean, Tennessee does have speed at that skill position. Will D'Angelo Hall give up a big play to Randy Moss? We don't know. We will see. I don't know. Are they buddies? Has he ever spit in Randy Moss?
No, I don't think so. Randy Moss ain't like T.O. Okay. But I'm going to pick the Skins, man. You know I can never pick against this. I can't do it.
But we about to hop into a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up that NFL action.
This is President Barack Obama. In the story of America, the greatest chapters are moments of challenge, when we see people serving their country and one another. Volunteers who step forward into hospital corridors and church basements, along levees and fire lines. And the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
A message from Renew America Together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
The world is very different now. You know why? You know why? It's Gucci time.
You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene. Swiss brain, Swiss cheese, I don't hate it if you act foolish.
Swiss beat, Gucci Mike, Cali Trout music. Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. We're about to run down that NFL action that happened this weekend, man. Wally, what you think about this weekend's game?
Man, the game and the player that stood out to me had to be Troy Smith. I was highly impressed with them. You know, I think now San Fran's got their quarterback. The man threw for 356 yards and had a touchdown. And also, you know, he led the game tying drive with a touchdown to Michael Crabtree, and he led a drive in overtime to win the game with a field goal by Joe Nettie. Excuse me.
Yeah, I think Troy Smith gives the 49ers. I mean, I wouldn't say he's their quarterback of the future. That's a little too early. But he gives them a chance. I mean, like I heard someone say, he gives them a puncher chance, like in boxing, to win the game, which you want. I mean, when Alex Smith and those other guys were in the game, you didn't really see that. They almost struggled to get the ball down the field to Crabtree and Vernon Davis and those guys. And with Troy Smith, I mean, even though he's kind of a smaller quarterback, he can air it out a little bit. Yeah. I mean, he showed at Ohio State he can pass the ball. He had certain little glimpses of games when he played at Baltimore. I mean, at one point, he was going to start over Flacco until he got hurt. So, I mean, he does have talent, so I'm going to be rooting for the guy. I think a game that really stood out for me, I mean, I'm a Cowboy fan. Man, Jason Garrett, I mean, he got on him. It shows you what a guy with some – who wants to show some discipline and actually make you accountable for what you do, I mean, how it can affect the team. I mean, this was a team that the past couple of weeks were just like, all right, I'm out here. Let's get this season over with.
And that was
and Sunday, you saw a team that actually wanted to hit and play. And, you know, it was pretty much take no prisoners type of attitude, which is something you really need in the Cowboys. I mean, they need to stay focused.
So. And that was our bonus pick, our bonus game. And I believe Ray was the only one that chose the Cowboys.
Yeah, but it doesn't count.
So I know it doesn't count. Oh, no. He's not getting the point. I'm just going to give the guy credit.
I mean, yeah, that was a good pick by Ray. But, I mean, was one thing that really stood out this week.
But, I mean, you know, I'm not a Cowboys fan. But, you know, I'm a Dez Bryant fan. And I have to be real with you. That dude looks spectacular. I mean, that dude is something special.
It's like when you see a certain player, you know what they have. I mean, every so often when you see a certain player on the court or on the field, and you see what they do, it's almost like wow. I mean, it's almost like he just stands out against everyone else. But that was a couple of things that stood out. Man, any things you probably wish you didn't see on the football field this weekend?
Man, honestly, even though it was a big play, and we'll talk about it later, though, I just thought that Hail Mary to Mike Thomas for Jacksonville was ridiculous. I thought it was stupid. I actually thought it was lucky. Everybody now he's on like ESPN. He's like first to ten. Like it's like he's now this most famous player that I don't even know anything about. For
yeah, I heard the dude talk. It's better off just showing the highlight, not letting him talk. I mean, you can show what he went to college for, to play football, not for the education part. But I mean, it was a big play, even though it was lucky as you can get, because a dude who had the ball down, that's what you're supposed to be. That's what you're trained to do. That's what you're told to do in football. And he just caught the ball. And he didn't even look like he didn't even know he caught the ball. He just walked in. So
yeah, it was the worst Hail Mary in the history of Hail Marys.
I ain't gonna lie, I had Jacksonville winning, so help me out a little bit. So I ain't even gonna fake.
But we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
To wrap up a couple of games, though, man. You know, Atlanta, Baltimore.
Yeah. I came out being very. I mean, you rarely get to see Roddy White play. I came out being very impressed with Roddy White. He had 138 yards, I think, 2 touchdowns. I have a question though. I mean, I think he's one of the most underrated wide receivers, and I feel like I have a question I'm posed to you is that where do you think he ranks amongst the great wide receivers in the NFL?
Right now, I would put him about 5, maybe 6. I wouldn't put him in that top 3 or 4, because usually I would put guys who just dominated on a consistent basis. The guys that's been doing it for 3, 4, 5 years straight, nonstop. I mean, Roddy White has put together a nice couple of few seasons, but I mean, before I want to put you in that super elite category, I want to see a little bit more. I mean, I have him like 5, 6, and I think, you know, as the more him and Matt Ryan plays, he's going to move up on the list.
Yeah.
I had Roddy White in my fantasy. I wasn't complaining about it, even though I thought he did push off on the D-back for the last touchdown.
I thought so, too. But I'll say this. For me, because I don't have the stats in front of me, but I think I heard something that, you know, he's, I mean, stat-wise, you know, last couple of years, or even I think the last 3, 4 years, he's really compared to Larry Fitzgerald in terms of stats.
I think once Matt Ryan, the 3 years that Matt Ryan's been there, is when his stats has really jumped up. Before then, because he really didn't, because his first few seasons in the league, he really wasn't putting up the 1,000-yard seasons like that. I think the last 3 seasons with Matt Ryan is the stats that has really been, he's really been, we can put him up, you start to talk about, okay, this guy is actually one of the top wide receivers in the league. So, I mean, and he's proven it. He's coming week in and week out, he's being able to produce. And I think this season, I mean, you can almost make the argument that this season, he's maybe the best wide receiver. I mean, even though you guys hated on Brandon Lloyd a few weeks ago, I mean, because Brandon Lloyd's putting up stats, but Roddy White's stats is able to compete with anybody in the NFL.
He's
like
second
to
Brandon Lloyd in yards.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's having a heck of a season. You know he's going to be in the Pro Bowl. But the thing that really caught my eye on that Baltimore-Atlanta game was Baltimore's secondary. I mean, at first we thought it was just a fluke thing what Buffalo did to him a few weeks ago, but right now it's like, even though they got Ed Reed back in that center field type position, I mean, their cornerbacks is getting picked on a lot, and people just not really scared to throw him the ball. I mean, Terrell Suggs is getting pressure on the quarterback, but not enough pressure to scare him from throwing the ball. So I think if Baltimore's going to be able to compete late on in the season, I think they're going to have to really secure up that secondary a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I think we all picked Baltimore, I believe, other than Ray.
I picked Atlanta. Me and Ray picked Atlanta.
Okay, you and Ray picked Atlanta.
The rest of the guys picked Baltimore.
Okay,
so,
okay.
I mean, you could have went either way. It went down to the last few seconds. Other game that we just talked about earlier with the Hail Mary, Houston and Jacksonville. I had Jacksonville win. I had to go on the limb. They were playing at home. But Houston and Jacksonville, I mean, what you think about that? I mean, to me, Houston never – I mean, when it comes to a road game, it's like Houston doesn't they don't turn it on until late. So.
I mean, Houston has a big problem. That secondary needs help. It's a terrible secondary. And, you know, it's just like, you know, if you're a quarterback, they make you feel good. I call them the Halle Berry of Monster Ball. Make me feel good. Because if you're a quarterback playing against that secondary, you're going to have career numbers. I'm sorry. David Garrard went for about 342 yards and had 2 touchdowns.
Man, we didn't even know David Garrard could throw for more than 250 in
exactly,
a game.
You know what I mean?
I mean, he ate up the Cowboys, but, I mean, I don't even know what to even say about this game he had against their secondary. And, I mean, this is like the second week in a row. Phillip Rivers ate him up. I mean, people have been eating up their secondary pretty much all season in the last few years. They got the front 7 that can put pressure. But if you can hold that line against them, I mean, that secondary really isn't doing too much. I mean, we thought, oh, you know, Dante Robinson when he was there, they still passed the ball. Dante Robinson left. They didn't upgrade it. So
yeah, but it was even. But it wasn't this bad though when Dante was there. It wasn't like this bad.
Maybe Deion could come out of retirement. Maybe. Or something, man. You know, but, his wife has complained a little bit on Football Wise. So
yeah, I think you don't want to pick Jacksonville. You're a beast, man.
Hey, man. I don't know what to say. It's a But another game, we had Tennessee and Miami. I think most of us went with Tennessee on this one, and we all lost.
We all lost that.
Thank you, Randy Moss. I talk about you like you're the greatest, and you let me down.
You let me down, fancy and all.
Miami, I mean, they used like three quarterbacks and beat them, hands down. So I don't even know where you can start with that.
Well, Miami just had a bunch of, honestly, had a bunch of explosive plays in that game. Fasano and I think Hartline all had a great game.
Yeah, Hartline put up almost 90 yards.
Yeah, so big plays.
And then they talk about right now, well, Chad Pennington's career is pretty much over with after that number shoulder injury. Chad Henne came into the game, messed his knee up. I mean, I'm hearing he's probably going to start Thursday. But Tyler Thigpen, man, people be faking on Tyler Thigpen, but he was pretty good at Kansas City before he got Matt Cassidy.
I mean, the word is that I heard going around is Thigpen's going to start. Yeah. And if anything, Henny will be backing him up, you know, or like an emergency quarterback
role. And I heard he picked up Patrick Ramsey.
Yeah, so. Patrick Ramsey. Big up Patrick Ramsey, man. Florida.
Wasn't he at your pick?
Huh?
Wasn't he a Redskin pick?
I said Florida.
By the coach
Steve Spurrier. Excuse me. Florida Steve Spurrier. Excuse me. Tulane. Washington Redskins.
But the other big game that's probably shocked people. I want to say it shocked not because they won, but probably because wild they won. New England and Pittsburgh. I mean, I got Pittsburgh in my fantasy. And, man, I shout out Keith, man. You beat me, but... Man, Pittsburgh defense got whooped. They put up negative numbers. I mean, the secondary, Polamalu and them was just running. They just got ate up.
All right, do you know why they lost that game? Because I think the Steelers, I mean, we all know the Steelers play a lot of zone. That's like their defense. They gave, and this is my opinion, they gave New England's wide receivers too much credit by playing zone.
Yeah.
I feel like those guys, it's hard for them to get away from man coverage. And I think they play bump and run. And decide to blitz. They wouldn't have lost that game at all. Like they just let Tom Brady just stand back and pick off a zone. And we know that Tom Brady loves playing against zones. So it's like ridiculous.
I was expecting Pittsburgh to be a lot more aggressive with their wide receivers because they're so small. I mean, Wes Walker's like 5 and change. You know, Deion Branch is 5 and change. Even you know. Brandon Tate, I mean, he's probably about 6 foot, but he's not overly skilled at the wide receiver position just yet. And the tight ends, I mean, obviously we know James Harrison, is he going to be complaining this week about retiring?
He can't cover a tight end. I'm going to say this, you know, who on that team scares you as a wide receiver of going deep for big plays? Tate, that's it? And like you just said, he's not skilled. It's not like...
Man, you'd have thought Urban Fryer was out there, man.
They played New England, like New England had like the best wide receivers in the league. It's not even Deion Branch is not even as good as he was like 5, 6, 7 years ago. So I don't even get it.
But then we had the Philly game. I mean, Philly and Washington, we talked about it earlier. I had Philly, me and the boy Will had Philly, you know, the young boy. I mean, man, we talked about this game earlier.
We won't get into it. This is the new next game. Bonus game,
man. The Cowboys are able to pull off that upset
like
against
I said,
the Giants.
Ray,
that was a good pickup for that bonus question we had out there for the Dallas Cowboys.
That doesn't count at all.
But it didn't help you win in the stats. What's the records looking like for this week?
All right, this week it's Will is 8-12, Ray is 9-11, you're 10-10 fish, and I'm 8-12. So you're first place, Ray's second, and me and Will are tied for last.
So I'm glad we don't get paid for this because we're like at 500 right now, the best. So good thing we got real jobs. But we got some big games coming up for this week. Man, that Thursday night game, we got Chicago and Miami. I know we got some picks that's going to come in. We will talk to Will later. But, I mean, who you got in that game, though, Walt?
Chicago, Miami. I'm going with Chi-Town. I think Chicago will win because I think, you know, Miami's like 15-16 against the run. And I think they average like 4 points. The defense gives up like 4 yards, 4 yards a carry. So I think, you know, this will be the game that Mike Martz leans on the running game.
I'm going with Miami, and I'll tell you why. It's playing in prime time, and I think Jay Cutler's going to throw like a bunch of interceptions because he either goes off or he pulls a Brett Favre. So I'm going opposite end. I'm going Miami. I think he might even party down in Miami.
Well, Will has Miami like you, and I believe Ray has Miami too.
So, and the other big game, I mean, it's not really a big game. it's more or less what's going to happen at this game. Is Green Bay and Miami, I mean Green Bay and Minnesota, is Brett Favre going to play? Are they actually going to actually finally go to Tavares Jackson? Man, I just got Adrian Peterson maybe putting up some points. I mean, I got Green Bay in this game. I don't think Minnesota's going to beat them.
If Brett Favre is starting, Green Bay wins.
You know he's going to start.
Green Bay wins.
You know he's going to start.
They have learned their lesson. Green Bay is going to win. I believe Will. I think everybody has Green Bay.
Man, we're going with the cheeseheads. And then we have another. It's an old school rivalry game, taking it back. We got Oakland and Pittsburgh. Man, I think Pittsburgh, they're playing at home. I got Pittsburgh, man. Heinz Field, they got a new kicker. They got rid of Jeff Reed, who couldn't make a 20-yard field goal.
You know who they picked up?
They got your boy Sweezum.
Sweezum. They are destined for failure. Are you serious,
you know
Pittsburgh?
What probably happened? You probably kick a game with a field goal.
I'm just saying, all Pittsburgh fans on Twitter, I'm just telling you all right now that Sweezum, picking up Sweezum, was worse than anything that you could ever do in life. That's all I'm going to say.
So I'm guessing you're not going to Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'm going to Pittsburgh. You see the run defense? I'm sorry. Oakland wins by running the ball. I love Jason Campbell, but Oakland wins by running the ball. McFadden is not getting out. They give up 2.8 yards to carry. Jason, your wide receivers aren't good enough to get over it. I'm sorry. That's about to be a massacre.
I think if Hayward Bay gets some sticker, man, he might catch a pass, though. Well, I mean, what's the picks looking like for the people?
Ray picked Pitt, and Will T picked Oakland. He going to go with the upset.
He's just trying to get back in the game.
I guess.
Then we got another, probably the biggest game that's going to happen this entire weekend. We got Indy and New England. Hopefully, Bill Belichick's not going to go it on fourth down at the 20 of his own end. 2 minutes left. But they're playing in New England this year. Man, I'm going with New England. I think right now the Colts being banged up, they probably can make a game out of it. But at the end, I think the Patriots are going to put up a little too much firepower. They're probably going to score a little more points. And I got the folks up in Beantown.
Well, I mean, Will and Ray agree with you. They both picked New England. I went a different route and I picked Indy. I'm gonna tell you why I picked Indy. A. Joseph Addai is coming back. Well, he's supposed to come back.
Yeah, you've been stashing away.
I have stashed him. Now he's gonna finally come back.
You've been stashing away Colt running back for
weeks. I know.
Because
I just have so much faith in Peyton Manning. And speaking of Peyton Manning, obviously Peyton Manning, I think, will be too much for that New England defense, which ranked 30th against the pass.
Well, another game we have going on. I mean, this is another big game. We got the Giants and Philly. We talked about Philly earlier with Michael Vick. I mean, I think right now, this is the time of year we really want to see what Vic can do. We saw what he did against the Skins, playing another division rival in the Giants. I'm going upset right here because I want to stay in the lead. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pick with everybody else. I'm going Giants right here, and I think if the Giants are able to control Vic, I think they have the ends that can keep him in the pocket a little bit. They have some speed on the ends with Urmanure and those guys, you know, Pierre Joseph and, you know, Justin Tuck, who just eats Subway sandwiches all day, and they got the big fellas in the middle. And I think that, you know, they might struggle on the ends with the speed, but I think I got the Giants pulling it off.
Well, you're not the only one who picked the upset. Ray picked the Giants as well. And Will T picked Philly. Me, I'm picking Philly after what I saw last night. I'm sorry I'm not going against Vic. And I just can't go against that. I can't go against that dude. Vic is just that dude right now. I'm sorry.
Man, I don't know what to say, man. The standards might stay the same after next week. Everybody picks the same.
I know.
Man, I ain't complaining about it at all, but we about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk that fantasy football.
Fantasy.
What should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Should I remind you that I've done this before?
Should I give you a history lesson?
What should I do? Should I tell you how much fun we had?
And the number one pick, LeBron James.
So, this went well. Should I really believe I ruined my legacy? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Should I have my tattoo removed? Want to see my shiny new shoes? Should I just sell shoes? Shiny new shoes? Or should I tell you I am not a role model? Hi, Chuck. Seriously, what should I do? Should I tell you I'm a championship chaser? Did it for the money? Rings? Should I be who you want me to be? Should I accept my role as a villain? Maybe I should just disappear. Should I stop listening to my friends? They're my friends. Should I try acting?
He's got to deal with the heat, man. Be patient. After a while, the temperature drops and everything is free and easy.
Should I be writing this down?
Uh-huh. Should I make you laugh?
Or should I read you a soulful poem? Shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. But still, like air, I'll rise.
Or should we just clear the decks and start over? Coming through here! What should I do? Should I be who you want me to be?
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene, man. We're about to hop into that good old fantasy football. Man, I don't even know what to even say about fantasy football this weekend. I lost, and I won. I lost, and I lost again. I lost in my money league to Obama that I already knew I was going to lose to. And I lost in my regular league with you guys. To Obama, you know what? I actually knew I was going to lose to Keith because Keith has Chris Johnson. Because a dude in my other league who has, I mean, Wally, you've been kicking my light-colored ass, you know, this season. But this dude has dogged me all the season he's played because he has Chris Johnson. Every time I play him with Chris Johnson gets out. Every time. And I lost. I don't even know where to even go from there.
Well, I'll say this, man. Before I get into what happened with me and Will, you all should check out this fantasy site. It's www.fantasyiq.com. It's an interesting site. It asks questions about who should you bench or who should you start. But let me get back to my pick. I mean, my game. I played Will in our league, and I must say it was like a Redskin versus the Eagles ass whooping. I'm just not going to lie. I'm not even censoring that one right now. It's just the truth. Will T, he got me. He got lucky. I'm not gonna give him credit though. He got lucky though. But in my leagues, I went 1-4. And also, I want a big shout out to Ben Parkinson. Yeah, I'm gonna still talk trash. You know, I'm last place. So holler at me.
Speaking of Will, we have him on the line. Go ahead and talk to him for us.
What's up, Will?
What's going on, fellas?
We miss you, homie.
Yeah, man, I miss y'all too. But you know, Urban Sports Scene, we got big things popping out here, man. I'm out on assignment covering the news and also, you know, exploring other opportunities for us to bring our show to a new platform in 2011.
So who would you start this week?
This week a must start is obvious, you know, as by his prior performance on Monday night with Michael Vick against the New York Giants defense. Last week, John Kitna and Dallas Cowboys skill players were able to expose some weaknesses within the Giants defense, and it may be just because lack of preparation by the Giants not really taking the Cowboys serious, but I think that if the Cowboys wide receivers and running backs were able to do that against the Giants, then the Eagles will, because they have more skill and they have more speed at the necessary position, and Vic is going to light them up. He's going to use his arm and his legs. Guy's probably going to have another cumulative 4 touchdowns again.
Who would you sit?
Who would I sit? That's a good question, Wally. If I had to pick one player to sit, I'm going to go with Matt Forte. For the simple reason, if you follow his stats over the past 2 or 3 weeks, his number of carries has been decreasing. They've been using Chester Taylor more in the run game and getting them a lot more involved on third down in the passing game. So I would sit Matt Forte.
Who's your sleeper?
Who's my sleeper? I'm going to have to borrow from Ray on this one. I'm going to have to go with Keelan Williams. His performance against the Eagles, even though it was in garbage time, a lot of the yards he accumulated, was impressive. I think that Keelan Williams is starting to find his groove as a running back for the Washington Redskins, and I think that this week against the Tennessee Titans, Kyle and Mike Shanahan are really going to focus on using the run more and not having McNabb drop back like 35 times. Because, you know, even though McNabb avoided a lot of sacks, if that was any regular quarterback, he would have been sacked like 5 times. So I'm going to say the Redskins offensive coaching staff is going to emphasize Keelan Williams this week.
All right, man.
All right, man. I'll be back in 2 weeks, fellas.
As usual, we always have something to say. But, I mean, as far as, you know, guys this week, Wally, I mean, how'd you guys do this week?
I mean, in terms of players? Well, I mean, in terms of our picks or just and weeks in terms of fantasy, period?
Just fantasy, period.
Oh, like I said, I'm 1-4. It was a bad showing in all of my fantasy leagues. I only won in one ESPN league. I dominate that league. I'm doing pretty well in that league, honestly. Yahoo league remained being near the bottom, NFL, my NFL league, I'm in the pack for the playoffs. In my league, in our league, I'm fighting to get into the playoffs.
Right,
it's
now,
hard.
It's pretty thick in the middle of the in the pack in our league. Everyone's pretty much game or two off. I mean, right now, unfortunately, me and Will are, you know what? We ain't even tied for first place. I'm in first place.
It's the tiebreaker, right?
I score points. Will doesn't.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm almost at 1,000 points, so right now I'm in first place. So matter whatever Will say about we got the same record, I'm in first place. But right now, most of our league is pretty much is very close. We're talking one, two games. I mean, it's only barely games separating a lot of guys.
Man, it's hard.
So the next couple of weeks is really going to prove who's getting.
Yeah, I got ready this week though, and it's going to be a hard fought battle. I'm going to pull my Rasheed Wallace approach. Both teams going to play hard, and that's all I'm going to say.
But how did our picks do last week as far as our fantasy guys? I mean, who would you go with over there?
Well, I said to start Randy Moss, and he only had a catch. 26 yards. Ray decided to pick Nate Washington to start, and Nate Washington had a touchdown. I believe, and what did Will say? Will didn't say anything because Will wasn't on the show.
I had Steve Smith to start on Tuesday. The Bama got hurt in practice on Wednesday. So, you know what? I wish he'd have got hurt Tuesday. I'd have picked somebody else, but the Bama gets hurt in practice on Wednesday. Who get hurt in practice?
I have no idea.
What happened?
You know what I mean?
Thanks, Steve Smith.
And then, and also in terms of sitting, I said to sit Tom Brady. Boy, was I wrong. I didn't know that he was playing. I didn't know that he owned the Pittsburgh Steelers. I guess I was wrong about that one.
I don't know. What would be more wrong, trading Tom Brady or sitting him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we knew a big guy that wanted to trade Tom Brady away, but good thing that trade got vetoed.
I know. And Ray said to bench Ray Rice.
I mean, he had a pretty decent game.
Ray
he
Rice,
put up some points.
Yeah, Ray Rice put up points. You really can't lose with Ray Rice. As you know, because you got the trade and you have him.
Yeah, that's right. I got him. I mean, I said pretty much the same, Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams. I mean, they really didn't produce too much. I think Ronnie Brown may have scored a touchdown, but other than that, I mean, most of the yardage and the points that the Miami was scoring was another way. So that's probably a good look for him this week. But a guy as far as a sleeper, man, you had Troy Smith, who was a great pickup for you over there, Wally. I mean, he got out.
Yeah, I mean, like, I actually picked him up in a lot of leagues, but obviously it still didn't help. I guess I was playing dominant competition. But, yeah, Troy Smith got out. I think he'll even have – I'm not going to make that my pick, but for next week, I think he'll even have a good week next week, too, to be honest with you.
And then Ray had, you know, he wanted to hedge your boy McNabb. Even though McNabb, he had a pretty good game. He had, what did he throw, what, two, three touchdowns?
He threw two touchdowns. I have him in my fantasy league. He threw, like, three interceptions. We all know an interception in our league is, like, -2. So, take away take away a touchdown and two more points, actually.
I know there's one guy you wish you'd have started this week.
I know. Actually, you know what? I already conceded losing the Will, so that's why I didn't even start him. I had him started before, but I already knew I lost, so I didn't care.
You didn't want to start him?
I didn't care about it. No, I wanted to if I was going to win, if I had a chance to win. Once I knew I had no chance to win, I didn't care.
You started McNabb?
Yeah, I started McNabb.
Would it have been tough for you to root for Vic during that game?
I like Vic. You know I like Vic, so, but it would have been tough. You know what I mean?
I feel you on that.
But you know what? I'll start Randy Moss, though, this week.
Me, if I had a sleeper Thomas Jones, man, I'm about to put his old ass out in the pasture, man. He's been killing me, man. You need to pick it up.
I got him on my leagues, too. I hate that, too.
Man, that member Jamal Charles is, like, stealing everything from Father Time, man.
You know, and the whole thing, if you watched, I mean, I was watching NFL Red Zone. And the goal line, they didn't even run Thomas Jones. They ran some dude named Battle. I was so pissed.
It's like, what happened, man? I don't know. But any players to sleep? Any sleepers this week or your guys
starts,
need to jump
so, starts like that?
Jump out this week?
For me, let's see. Who will I start this week? I think, matter of fact, I mentioned this defense earlier, the Houston Texans. And you know who plays Houston? The Jets. And a guy named Braylon Edwards is my start. This week against Houston.
Uh-oh.
Braylon Edwards is my start. I will be starting. I mean, that's a start for you all to pick is Braylon. What about yourself?
Be honest with you, my sleeper for the week. And
is that sleeper your start?
Well, you know, it's probably both.
All right.
John Kitna. Because they play Detroit. And John Kitna's probably on get back at the way they kind of booted him out a few years back. So I think John Kitna, he probably going to go get his shape up because, you know, he rocks the one even on his head. You know, I think John Kidd is going to get out this week as far as a payback.
Ray says to start Sean Green, actually.
For the Jets?
Yeah.
Hopefully. No, I hope. You know what? I hope Sean Green get hurt.
You know, because
I got
LT. Because you know he's stealing his carries for real now.
I know, man. LT's probably another father time. I got to find a way to get rid of these babies quick.
So who would you sit this week?
Who would I sit this week? I don't even know. I guess I guess I would say McFadden. Damn, like you talked about earlier with Pittsburgh. I would say McFadden. I mean, McFadden's been a workhorse for the Oakland, but right now with him going to Pittsburgh, I would probably say either sit McFadden right now. I mean, I don't think he's going to really dominate Pittsburgh defense, and I think they're going to be really upset after what happened to him on Sunday night.
Well, I agree with you. That was my pick, sit McFadden. Ray says sit Steven Jackson. And who are the Rams playing this week?
They're playing Atlanta.
Okay, that makes sense.
But, I mean, yeah, Atlanta has been tough against the running
team. The game's in St. Louis, too.
So, I mean, but even still, I mean, a guy like Steven Jackson, I mean, I still would probably start
him. It's hard. Yeah, that'd be a hard person to bench.
I don't expect Sam Bradford to throw the ball a lot. But, yeah. I mean, Atlanta's really been dominant against the run this year.
And did you already say your sleeper?
My sleeper is Kittner.
Got to
sit and start.
Okay. Ray, his sleeper is Jacksonville defense. And my sleeper, honestly, it sounds funny. I mean, you like Mike Williams. I'm going to reel his men. The last 2 weeks, they've tried to put him in the offense a little bit more. I believe 3 games ago, we had 53 yards. And last week, he had a touchdown. The week before, he had a touchdown. So.
I mean, you can see it starting to click for him. Yeah. I mean, it clicked for Mike Williams a little early in the season.
Exactly.
And it's starting to click even more for him. And he's getting that good comfort level with Josh Freeman, who, I mean, we talked about the guy early in the season. We were trying to make Gray a believer out of Josh Freeman and those Mike Williams guys. I mean, right now he's proven he can play in the league. He looks like he's going to be a stud.
And honestly, I don't think the media gives Josh Freeman the respect that he deserves, honestly. I think he's one of the premier up-and-coming young quarterbacks in this game. And I think, you know, a couple years ago, they gave Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco a lot of credit, you know, for being great young quarterbacks. And I think Josh Freeman's doing the same thing, regardless of whatever he's taking. I think he's even taken a worse, I mean, a younger, less talented team and done a lot more with it, honestly.
I think if they had a new draft with the same draft with him and Stafford in it, I don't think Stafford would be the number one pick.
Exactly. I totally agree with you.
I think, you know, Josh Freeman, the one thing they got on him all coming out of school, he wasn't supposed to be smart enough or, you know, he's supposed to be, you know, he got to sit this guy for a couple of years. But right now, I mean, he played last year and he played pretty well last year at the end of the year. And right now, he's proven a lot of people wrong. I thought he was going to do what he's doing now a little later in the season.
Me too.
So, but right now, I mean, you could almost say, I mean, he might be a Pro Bowl. I mean, he's borderline right now.
Borderline.
I mean, the way he's been playing, so we'll see how he keeps going.
I know we're off segment. Well, this is the fantasy segment, but this is a question. You raise a valid point. Do you think, like, the Detroit Lions wish they took Josh Freeman instead of Matt Stafford?
I think right now they probably would stick with Stafford because of the type of player he is. I mean, right now he's a little injury prone. Only time will tell if this is going to be, you know, as great as a pick. One thing about it, the difference between Detroit in Tampa Bay, you know, Josh Freeman didn't come in and have to save the organization. Matthew Stafford probably had to do that. I mean, that's a team coming off like 0 wins. So he was under a little bit more pressure than Josh Freeman. Josh Freeman came in, he wasn't supposed to start. He was just supposed to pretty much sit, watch the clip, go get Raheem Moore, some Gatorade, whatever. So that's the one thing about Stafford. I mean, you probably want to give him a little bit more time. And when he's in the game, he showed he can play quarterback, so only time will tell as far as how Matthew Stafford's career pans out with your boy Calvin Johnson. So. But when we get back, we're about to get into a commercial break. We're going to talk about our good old buddies with Apple G's, and we're going to talk about a little bit of college football.
For the past 2 months, my daughter Karen and I haven't been talking much.
We used to talk about everything, sports, friends.
Even girlfriends.
But lately, Jason's been, well, I don't know.
Different. At first, I thought Kate was just being
a teen.
But then one night,
Patrick came home acting funny.
The next day, I found a
joint in Tanya's book bag.
I can't believe my kid is taking drugs.
What do I do now?
There are others out there with the same concerns as you. Learn from their experiences at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene. Man, we had the Apple G's segment this week. We talked about, matter of fact, before I even tell them what we talk about, give Apple G's information out for us. Right?
Well, you can check out Fish and Will every Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just check out www.blogtalkradio.com/ApoGees. Apple G's is spelled APOGEEZS.
Yeah, we want to send a shout out to Vivian, Coach, and Pettis, and our dude Howard. He's been on there the last couple of weeks with us. I like talking to Howard.
I know. Yeah, he sounds cool. I like what he says, though.
Well, we had a lot of fun this week. We kind of got into that Cam Newton situation that's going on in college football that's pretty much been dominating the airways. as far as his situation, as far as with his, you know, I don't know what to even call this guy from Mississippi State, his dad, who, I mean, is he a crooked preacher? What is he? Is he Eddie Long cousin brother? I don't know. That's their situation. But, I mean, Wally, what you think about the Cam Newton situation?
I mean, it's an interesting situation. I think that, you know, I think he's getting overly scrutinized. I think we should wait. And, I mean, they should wait in terms of the end. Whenever they come up with something to start talking, I don't think they have any true valid evidence yet to me. I think Cam Newton should just focus on, you know, trying to get his team to the national championship and play ball. I mean, we all know, man, honestly, I'm sick and tired of hearing about players taking money and things that, and whatever. You, Will, and I think a lot of us think, you know, that, you know, these universities and colleges are making money off these kids anyway.
No coach on Applebee's. He's like, man, you need to pay these guys.
Yeah, you got to pay. I mean, I'm going to give a prime example. It's a different sport, but I remember years ago when AI was in Georgetown and his jersey was selling. In Georgetown, it was selling. Everybody had a jersey number 3 in gray without his name, but they're making money off this kid. You know what I mean? So, I mean, even these college video games, you know what I'm saying? People, they play these games and they have like players looking just that look just like these college ball players right now.
I don't know, all the brothers look the same.
Nah, that's true, but I mean they had like the same attributes. You know what I mean? Numbers the same.
Even the tattoo.
Exactly. It's kind of, and the hometown be the same too. So I mean, you're not paying these kids. It's
Whoever
ridiculous.
Thought Forsville would be on a video game, man? That's great.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
They even had Spring Hill Lake on one.
They did. I know they did. They had great. Believe me, I know.
Me personally, I think it's gonna make for a great BET movie of the week. We can get like Will Smith to play Cam Newton or something. I don't know. You can get creative with this right now. I mean, I don't know what you can have Bo Jackson being the coach. I don't know. You can come up with something, but. I mean, me personally, like I said on Applebee's when we talked about it, I mean, last week and also when we talked about it this week, until I see a bag full of money, I'm not believing anybody. It's a bunch of hearsay. Everyone's denied. Oh, I ain't talked to him. He talked to him. Until we get some real solid evidence, and usually when the FBI comes around, Jack Johnson, that's when a lot of information comes out.
Hey, this is off topic, but speaking of Jack Johnson, we are in our fantasy football league. I don't know if you've been peeping this, but it seems like, you know, Keith Stover's pulling the Jack Johnson. He's been vetoing trades and accepting trades before they can even go past. I'm thinking the dude's kind of corrupted. He's kind of corrupting me.
I
love Keith because Keith is a nice dude. But Keith, listen to me, Keith. You seem corrupted right now. I mean, your trade will run is vetoed before it even happens. You vetoed it because it says LM, league manager. So we see it. All right, so I'm trying to get this trade done quick or try to cancel trades you don't like anymore. Let us veto it.
Next thing you know, y'all going to be calling me Kenny Rogers. Keeps Cam Newton, I'm Kenny Rogers. I don't even know where y'all probably go with that later on. But man, you all took us all off subject. But
I had to.
This Cam Newton situation, until we see some money, but I know as far as his future in football, how do you think it's going to hold up? You think he's going to go to the NFL?
Of course. When they bother you this much? Oh, they're gonna do it next year too. I'm out. I want to know where he's going. What round he'll get drafted though? That's all.
Me personally, I think that I think he's a project as far as a
quarterback. He's a project to me.
I would probably say middle round, late third, depending on the type of team.
Think so?
I'm guessing early fourth, but I'm saying late third. The reason why, I mean, his game's more tailored for college than NFL.
Yeah.
It would probably be a lot better for him if he did stay another year, and they would probably open the ball up by passing him more. But right now, I think he's a project. I think he's going to if he does go to leave school early and go to the combine, I think he's going to wow everyone. Okay, he can run, he can, you know, jump, do everything like that. But the main thing people want to see is, can he really throw that football?
Yeah.
Can he really, you know, make all the passes that you want to see a quarterback make? And even if he can't, I think he's a guy that you probably want on your team and you can really develop.
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I would love for him to get drafted by the Washington Redskins. He could be a project while Donovan's doing his thing. Not saying it, whatever, for the next 3 years, he just could be there watching Donovan. And, you know, we can work him and hopefully he could be the quarterback of the future.
Yeah, I had a quarterback from Auburn before. Y'all saw what happened.
This guy shows emotion and he's dirty.
But
he gets
what?
Money. He takes money.
I don't think this is the area he wants to be in. And the situation he's going through in Alabama and Mississippi, he ain't gonna be able to survive in D.C. area if he got corrupted.
He'll have more than 2 fingers up for a celebration. I know he get pumped.
I don't even know where to go with that. But we also got the BCS standings that's going on in college football right now. We got the TCU guys, Boise State. They're flip-flopping, you know, who's going to make it to that national championship game. You know, Auburn's on a pretty much on the crash course right now to even, you know, they're pretty much going to the SEC title game. Hopefully they'll win and get to the national championship game. Then we got Oregon. I mean, what do you think about it right now?
I'm going to be honest with you. Auburn is playing Bama. At Bama, Auburn got an L right there. Auburn's going to lose to Bama.
Man, you just had little Jason
too. Hey, I like Cam Newton. I like Cam Newton.
What do we call him, little Jason Campbell?
Little Jason. Little Jason. Like little Penny, he little Jason.
But,
more emotion.
I think right now, as far as the BCS standing, as each week go by, we're going to see who really is going to want to play. And I think one of those four is going to fall off.
Yeah.
And they're going to be heartbroken.
I want Auburn to lose, and I want Oregon to lose to Oregon State. But I don't think Oregon State is going to beat Oregon. I really want TCU to get into the dance. I just feel like everyone talks about Boise State too much. Like, they're the most annoying, I'm about to say mid-major, annoying non-BCS school in college football.
Is Boise State the Gonzaga of, like, college football?
I
mean, they always
TCU,
talk about them.
I like TCU because no one talks about them. You know what I mean? Like, it's like everybody wants Boise in, but they don't talk about TCU. You know what I mean? I hate Utah for getting blown out by Notre Dame. Now they mess it up for everybody.
But I don't know if I want TCU, because then you got TCU, national champion. I don't want to hear none of that.
Monday Night Football?
Yeah, I don't want to hear none of that. So, I mean, hopefully the stand is, even though we had some picks on Apple G's early, and I had Fresno State pulling off an upset.
They're playing Boise?
Yeah, they're playing Boise. I need to catch up with
I know, Pettis. I heard that.
Pettis is killing Bama's
You did a good job on the show, I have to say.
But we're about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit of NBA action.
Some voices are more powerful than others.
Ask not what your country can do for
one
you.
One small step for man, one giant leap.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
To your child, there is one voice that rises above all others, yours. Talking to your kids about the dangers of drugs will lower their chance of drug use by up to 50%. Get the help you need at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Welcome back, man. We in the studio. We only two deep. Is light skin and dark skin in the studio. The mic of colors right now. You know,
and we getting along too.
So, you know, that's good. We got a little brother Ray. He came in and gave us a little pics through the phone. We'll call in early. So, but right now, we about to hop into that NBA action. Man, the Wizards. John Wall got hurt tonight. Well, he didn't get hurt tonight. He's not playing tonight because he's hurt. I mean, how you think the season is going so far for him though, Wally?
It's gone. I think the majority thought. I'll say this: Ray's not here, but you know, a while back Ray told me that the Wizards should have got Avery Johnson, and I said no. They made a good hire with Flip Saunders, and I was wrong. And you know, I'm not egotistical whatsoever. I can admit, like, I was wrong. Flip Saunders is a horrible coach to me. I think that, you know, I don't even get why he's bench Gilbert Arenas temporarily for Heinrich. And now, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, since Wall is out and when Wall gets healthy, they see that, you know, Gilbert Arenas is still, I mean, he might not be the old Gilbert Arenas, but he's still a 20-point scorer, Gilbert Arenas, and he'll decide to start Gilbert. Because think about it, who other than John Wall and maybe here and there Andre Blotch that's going to score on that team?
A legitimate scorer.
Exactly.
I mean, Heinrich's never been that guy that's going to put up points. He's probably a good, decent enough floor general, but he's not your scorer. McGee, I mean, he's turned a corner. You know, that stint over in with the USA basketball team helped out his confidence a little bit, built up his game, but he's still in that where he's going to be doing stuff every
single
night.
He's defense. That's all he is. He's just defense.
So right now, I mean, the Wizards, I mean, just play the dudes. I mean, you ain't got no one expects y'all to win. Just go out there, gun it. Just everybody go to the three-point line and shoot. Seriously, I mean, everybody go to the three-point line and shoot.
I mean, I'm just being real. Let's just be real. The Eastern Conference is weak. I mean, the bottom half is weak. Excuse me. Not to insult the top half, but the bottom half is weak. You're telling me the Wizards, if they play Gilbert, they don't have an opportunity to get one of those playoff spots?
You mean to tell me they can't beat none of the five team or down? I mean, right now, all right, we know the Heat, the Bostons, the Orlandos of those guys. All right, the
Milwaukee,
Bulls.
Maybe the Bulls. Yeah.
All right, we know y'all. All right, y'all in top four, or five teams. But do you tell me the other three dudes that y'all can't find a way to get into the playoffs, or even find a way to beat these other guys, the Torontos of the world, the international team, and you know everyone else? I mean, what's going on right now? Atlanta's been playing ball, so you know they're in the top echelon. But
yeah. You
mean to tell me they can't beat these other guys, Cleveland? Mo Williams does. Listen, Mo Williams right now talking in the Hornets.
Yeah, you're like, think about us. Like, think about Cleveland.
So, I mean, hopefully the Wizards can pick it up a little bit more. But I mean, what's your thoughts on these on that NBA tech thing? I heard Lamar Odom got caught with one.
Yeah, Lamar Odom got teed up in a big game, I believe, against the Phoenix Suns. He got fouled. He did get fouled, and he slammed his arm like wildly, and the referee tacked him up. Now it's this rule has gotten ridiculous. I think you can't show any emotion. I think I seen Eric Gordon just sigh, and they threw him a tech. It's dumb.
I think Lamar Odom was showing frustration because his baby mama was taking him to court for child. He wants to spend time with his kids.
Don't be messing with the Kardashians.
Miss Piggy pregnant right now, so I mean, I don't know what's.
Boss, man, she lost some weight, man. Don't be mean that chick.
Miss Piggy used to put him up, and she still looked chubby. Well, it don't really matter. All I know is when she's standing next to her sister, she looks so much huge.
I know
everyone else.
It is dirty. I
so
know.
So it's like, hold up, man, you don't look like one of them. You look like the big version, like Shaq's her dad or something.
Yeah, she had baby fat in the face.
But I mean, I think as far as the new rules, it's kind of like how the NFL is going right now. I think they kind of went a little overboard. Someone's like, all right, I mean, this is a sport. You're going to show emotion, frustration, everything. I mean, it's sports. That's what happens. I mean, it'd be different if a guy picks up the basketball and kicks it. But, I mean, come on now. You're hitting the floor, showing some type of emotion. I mean, any other time they try to market that stuff, you know, Jordan with the fist or whoever. I mean, they market this kind of stuff. These are what champions are made of, mm-hmm. You know, the competitive side and everything. So, I mean, just let them play basketball. I mean, that's the end of the day. They need to play basketball.
That's David Stern for you. First, they was trying to get rid of the, you know, the dress code in the league and, you know, the chains and whatnot.
I think David Stern and Goodall, what's his name?
Roger, I think they're
a couple. I wouldn't be surprised if they're a couple.
They're something.
They may be BFFs or, you know, some type of couple partners or whatever, man. But they in cahoots somewhere.
Yeah, they something.
I know they be calling each other on the phone all the time. But, I mean, what's your thoughts on the beginning of the NBA season so far?
Well, actually, I'm surprised that the Knicks haven't taken off the way I thought they would. I mean, they signed Amari Stoudemire and they signed Raymond Felton. I thought that Raymond Felton in this system, I think he has played well. Raymond Felton in this system would flourish more like how he played in Carolina because it's a fast break system. But, you know, Amari's frustrated.
Did he have some comments?
Yeah, he had some comments. Amari pretty much said that, you know, he's not used to this. He thinks, where's the urgency in New York? You know, in Phoenix, he didn't have to deal with this because they were winning games. They might not have been like a powerhouse towards the end part of his tenure in Phoenix,
but they
always won. So he's kind of upset. He's like, he's not used to this, you know. But Amari, honestly, what you expect? You went to a losing organization.
I mean, seriously, you went to the Knicks. I mean, they ain't really won in years. So, I mean, what was he really expecting? Me, I think the one thing that's really getting me to see, I mean, the West, and I mean, they're so, I mean, the New Orleans, I mean, the Mavericks, Utah, I mean, even the Lakers, they lost a couple games in a row, but at the same time.
And even the Spurs.
I mean, they're like dominating everybody right now. I mean, the Jazz, they just went to the East Coast and just beat every heavyweight they had, just knocked them out. I mean, Paul Millsap looked like Barkley a couple nights in a row. So, I mean, I don't even know what to even say about the West right now. I mean, even their bottom feeders in Minnesota, Kevin Love put up like 30 and 30, so I don't even know where to go.
31. Mike Beasley is still playing good ball. Had 42, 35.
Smoking them.
Getting them.
But that's the one thing that's really jumped out. And I think the other thing, we're about to talk about this right now, is the Miami Heat. Everybody wants to get on them saying they're struggling. Are they struggling? Should they get Pat Riley? Me personally, I mean, let them play. When we get to the All-Star break, then we go from there. But right now, I mean, they do need to get used to playing with each other. I mean, remember Dwayne Wade? When he played like a couple minutes with him during the preseason? So, I mean, you got to let these guys at least play. And, I mean, the teams that they lost to, they lost all to the best teams in the NBA right now. So, it's not like they losing to, you know, the Wizards or anybody. I say let them play.
I mean, for me, I honestly think, you know, I actually don't think highly of Eric Spoelstra, to be totally honest with you. I don't think he's a good coach. I think that he used Michael Beasley wrong when he was here. And he's obviously not really utilizing Chris Bosh and company. I think his offense is set to sloppy. You can tell how if you compare the way Doc Rivers when they played Boston, how Doc Rivers sets look compared to Miami sets. They didn't. It was so far. They were so at different levels. You know what I mean? But I mean, I think honestly, Miami Heat need a point guard. I think they need a point guard. I think Arroyo isn't doing it for me. Chalmers isn't doing it for me either. I think there's a guy honestly in the D League that would be a good fit for him. Named Scottie Reynolds. I think they gave Scottie Reynolds a chance. I think they can go with Scottie Reynolds, honestly. And I think that they can even one other thing if they wanted to. And I don't think if you know Pat Riley's and his salary cap guys can do this. If they can trade for TJ Ford out of Indiana, I think that'd be a good pick for them too as well.
Wow, TJ Ford. I don't know what to say. I mean, what do you expect from a Miami Heat coach? He started off in the sport as a visual tech
exactly.
engineer.
That's what I wanted to know. And you see Pat Riley, like, at the Utah game. Was it the Utah game? He was there taking notes like this. Okay, Eric.
I mean,
that's not it, Eric.
I mean, I already have an idea of what's probably going to happen. The same thing that happened with the porn star, Ron Jeremy. With the coach of the Orlando. I forget his name. I just know
Ron Jeremy.
He's going to coach that one season with his great talent. He's going to get him to the playoffs, maybe win a round or two. Then they're going to lose. And Pat Riley's going to step in and take him to the promised land.
Yeah, Pat Riley knows more than that
guy. I mean,
guy.
Right now, Pat Riley, he's going to sit in the sideline. He's going to, you know, at least he doesn't want to jump out there just yet because it's going to make him look bad. But I think he's getting the suits tailored up, getting them fitted up, getting the slick back ready. He got a couple little young girls waiting for him on the sideline. I mean, he's going to do it, so... That's my one thing about the Heat. I think, at least give him a little time. We'll see what happens. But, man, we about to go hard in the paint with Wally Flocka. You know, you got some music for him?
Yeah, let me hit that music real quick. Let me hit it low. All right, there we go. It's there. You can hear it right now. It sounds kind of bomb, too.
But, what's up, man? Our players? I mean, who's our players looking like this
week?
The
player I picked last week was, I picked Steph Curry. And Steph Curry had 21, he averaged 21 points last week and 5 assists. This week, I'm choosing Roy Hibbert. The former Georgetown center, now Indiana Pacer. He's averaging 16 points a game right now, and averages 9 rebounds. I believe he averaged 3.5 blocks shots a game. I think Ray has picked Eric Gordon. I don't remember who he had last week, but I think he has Eric Gordon this week.
I had Kevin Love a week ago. I'll bandwagon even though I don't think I picked Kevin Love.
You picked Darren Williams.
Hey, I picked Darren Williams. I told him I was going light skin players all season, but Darren Williams kind of got out. Kevin Love, he's probably calling right now to tell us about his 30-30. But I mean, I am 30-30 though. That's a lot of rebounds.
31. He killed. So you going Kevin Love?
No.
He said no. Not again.
He had a good week. That's about it. I'm going with another light skinned guy. I'm going with your boy Beasley, man.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Keep it local. We keep the local love in here.
I got him bagging it, smoking it, you know, all kinds of stuff this week.
He ain't teaming with Chalmers. That's his buddy right there.
A weed is a weed. I don't care how you call him or whatever. A weed is a weed, man. He has the munchies and he always smells like something else. But that's what I'm going with this week. I don't know. Will tell us about who he might go hard in the paint with?
Will's not going hard in the paint.
You know what? If Will was a real Knicks fan, he'd be picking some Knicks.
You know what? I'm picking for Will right now. Will, you want to
think of a guy who Will would pick. You was just some weird guy.
He picked Scola one year, right? Well, I mean, one time. He picked Scola.
So, cool. Will, I mean, he might go what?
We needed like a vicious role play.
What's the...
We watched the Toronto game and against the Wizards.
Reggie Evans.
Will is picking Reggie Evans to go hard in paint.
Reggie Evans is going to give him 2 points and 20 rebounds. 20,
yeah, exactly.
And so. Foul out. But, man, I don't know. I mean, this is about to recap another episode of Urban Sports Scene. Man, we're working on 31. We're keeping it going from last week with our big episode. Man, I mean, before we get out of here, any last things you want to say?
Yeah, well, I want to give a shout out to everybody out there who supported us. Especially, the hits for the 30th episode have been tremendous. We all appreciate it, man. Keep it up. We're going to keep trying to give y'all good sports info. Thank you. We love y'all out there.
That wraps up another episode of Urban Sports Scene. But before we go, man, let them know how to reach us.
Okay, yeah, once again, to email us, reach us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. You can view our podcast at www.walio.podbeam.com. Walio is spelled WALEO. You can reach us on Facebook, iTunes, Twitter, YouTube. Just search Urban Sports Scene. We got blogs coming. We haven't had some in a while, but we do have them coming. It's www.urbansportsteam.blogspot.com.
I do the Apple G's thing. Y'all do the blog thing.
Yeah, they coming. Believe me, I'm thinking about writing one on Mike about Mike Shanahan. So it's coming.
But, man, you know where to find us. Same time, same place next week.